What did it feel like to come back to England after all that?
Oh, it was wonderful. And of course, your thoughts all the time were there, especially on the Crested Eagle and the Fenella. I never thought of anything else, and I thought, I wonder if my mum knows that I'm all right. You know what I mean? And it was a wonderful, wonderful feeling, especially to get off at Margate. Don't forget, at Margate, I only had an old pair of trousers on and a blanket after all that. Because when I came back, when I got off the Icarus, a dirty, filthy old oily jacket I had, I just chucked down on the deck and come down the gangway at Ramsgate to a nice cup of tea from the Salvation Army and the WVSL.
It must have been wonderful to come home.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
What was the reception like at Margate?
Margate on the pier or the docks was very, very confusing because every man wanted to know where his unit was. Worcesters were looking for the Worcesters. The Gloucesters were looking for the Gloucesters. And there was a lot of NCOs there, not so many military police.
But how did people react when they saw you?
On the railway station, wonderful. You wouldn't think that we just joined the Dunkirk Harriers. You wouldn't think we'd just run away from Dunkirk. The great British Army, BEF running away, you know, that sort of thing. But we were all surprised.
So how did they treat you?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So not as cowards?
No. It was really nice. They'd done it very, very well.